This.
Oh, that's out. Okay. You. Mill. A T. Humility. Another. 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 Huh? So what is humility? So let's see by raise of hands. How many of you have humility? So Yechiel said, what do you mean? If I raise my hand, I'm not humble. It's funny. Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hand. When the question was, where's humility? He said, me. I'll even write that. I'll write it in my Torah. You right? For ish Moshe anu mi'ayt mikol adam apnei adam. So you could come and say, well, Hashem told him to write it. Right? Hashem, that's something else. But Hashem tells you to write, that's a whole different topic, yeah? But there's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Soita, Mishameis Rebbe Batla Nova. Right? And then, I think it was Rebbe, right? That's what it says, Mishameis Rebbe, right? It was Rebbe. Anova became nullified. So guess who raised his hand? What do you mean? Vo'ikana. What do you mean? One time he said, but what about me? Me, I'm the Anov. I'm humble. What does that mean? And the answer is, we don't understand what humility is. First of all, humility does not mean that you don't think much of yourself.
That's just low self-esteem.
If you don't think much of yourself, then you're humble. Huh? What did Rabbi Wolkin just say?
The exact same words.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. If you don't think much of yourself, you have low self-esteem. Right? But if you don't think much of yourself, right? You're humble.
Maybe it's the yourself that's me.
No, you don't see what I just said?
The way you say it.
You said the exact same way.
I don't get it. You don't think much of yourself. It's also the same.
You
tell
me. Harav. Harav Rav Toimar. Harav Rav Toimar.
Is it spaghetti or is it?
If you don't think much of yourself, then you have no self-esteem. But you don't think much of yourself, then that's called unknown. Okay, so let me explain to you. People who are Bali Gaiva, they only think about one thing. You know what they think about?
Themselves.
Me, me, me. And then again, me, me. And then again and again, me, 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 me. And you know what they think about after that? Again, me. Me, 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 me. And then again, me. Shh.
I love it.
But, you hear? But, if a person doesn't think only about himself, but he understands who he is, that's not a problem of God. When a person thinks only of himself, you know what the real problem is? Nobody exists besides him. That's what it means. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. For me, the world was created, yeah. Which really a person should think. But people walk around all day that I'm the whole world and the whole purpose and the whole. Anava is to understand that there's something bigger than you, there's something besides you, there's something that exists that's bigger than you. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't think and understand who you are. Most people are so, you know, there's an expression, self center. You know what self-centered means? And you'll notice how many times a guy says the word I. Have a conversation with a guy. I and I went and I sat and I did and I and I and I and I and I and I. That's because they're self-centered. They only see everything from them. It's only about them. How it applies to them. When you have Yirat Shamayim, automatically you have another. The Ramban explains, Hen Yirat Shamayim. What is that, Yirat Shamayim? Ekev Anava. The heel of Anava. The start for every Anava is Yirat Shamayim. Why? Why is the start of every Anava Yirat Shamayim? And the answer is, because if a person has Yirat Shamayim, he understands that there's a God. There's Hashem. He's afraid of something beyond him, bigger than him. That's called what? Anava. Anava. and Yirat Hashem go hand in hand. Should you know your ma'alot? 100%. Should you appreciate yourself? Yes. Self-esteem? Yeah. Self-esteem is a very important midah in Anov. And I'll soon explain to you why. Self-esteem is a very important midah in Anov. Why? Lacking self-esteem is really, you know what it is? It's thinking about yourself as well. Lacking self-esteem. Why? Because when a person lacks self-esteem, he's looking for approval. He's looking to fulfill, again, only about himself. When a person is missing and he doesn't have self-esteem, he's going to look all day long, how can I fulfill my how can I you understand? Did you understand what I just told you?
So it's not that being humble means you have low self-esteem. It's that they're both the opposite.
That's right. The opposite. It's a stira. It's a contra. If you don't have anava, it means you don't have self-esteem.
If you have anava, you do have self-esteem.
You have self-esteem. If you have anava, you have self-esteem. Did you hear what I just told you? You understood it? Not so much.
I think so.
You think so. Having anava means I don't need attention. I don't. Part of the problem is it's also selfish. It's about I. The need to have a certain positive, deep down the shorish of it is a need. I need myself. I need me. And a person who doesn't have that self-esteem is looking all day long and focused all day long on one thing. What is he focused on? Me. You understood what I just told you? You understood it good? So let's discuss now, by raise of hands, who has anava? Who is humble? Okay, so let's go around the table. You're Moroccan. You hold a lot of yourself. Moroccans have a lot of anava, according to our translation of anava. Point being, okay, so let's take a look inside. You hear? The Beyer Midas HaAnava. What is the Midah of anava? We discussed above the disgusting midah of gaiva. Now, what's so disgusting about gaiva? Mignus. People hate it. It's true. People despise it. Why do people despise gaiva? And the truth is, part of it is also gaiva.
The fact that they
hating gaiva is gaiva?
Yeah, no, in a certain way. Yeah, of course. Why? Who does he think he is? Deep down, trusting me too. I'm as his. But I don't think that's what the Mesil Shisham is referring to. I think the Mesil Shisham is referring to the Midah of Gaiva. The Midah of Gaiva is Gnus Be'etzem. Why? Because in relevance to Chen. You know what chen is?
Grace.
Who?
Grace.
Grace.
What does that mean?
Grace. Something which is beautiful. You know what's chen? Who knows what chen is? And the answer is anava. Mm. Is chen. The Ramban himself says it. That's one of the things Ramban says. That when a person who's humble, what does he have on him? He carries noisa chen. He finds favor. Why? If you take a look by Esther, Esther was very humble. What was so humble about Esther? No? I see that there's a shear going on during my shear. who's the speaker and who is the listener? Love it is the speaker and Jonathan the listener.
It goes both ways.
It's working both ways. So, Jonathan, what do you have to add to the conversation? I'd love to hear it. Esther was ugly. Okay, so he's really quoting a Gemara. Yes.
One of the foremost beautiful women.
Okay, so we have to know there's a Gemara Megillah that says that one man the Amma says Esther was beautiful. And everyone said, Esther, so gorgeous, you hear?
It was her grace.
Esther was so gorgeous, you hear? That her, everyone went around saying she's a, let's say, for example, a Mexican would say she's a Mexican. Huh? If they were in Honolulu, right? They would say she was Hawaiian. Yeah? Gemara. Gemara says, everyone pray. Then the Gemara says, actually, she was very ugly. So then why was she pretty? How could you be ugly and pretty at the same time? And the Gemara answers, Chuchel Chesed. She was Nasachem Be'ene Karayel. She found grace. What was her grace? Zanava. She was humble. And she had Yirat Shamayim. Okay? Eikev Anava, Yirat Hashem. Eikev Anava, Yirat Hashem. Yeah, go ahead. Let's go. Go for it. You hear? Eikev Anava, Yirat Hashem. Eikev Anava, Yirat Hashem. Eikev Anava, Yirat Hashem. Point being. Grace, Anava. Gaiva, Maus. There's something ugly. But I'm going to tell you a very, very interesting pshat. You know, sometimes a midah that undermines Hashem, makes something ugly. The beauty in this world, what is the splendor and beauty of this world? Hashem's creation. Wherever there's Hashem, it's pretty. Wherever Hashem is not there, wherever God is not there, what is it? You know what happens when someone has anava? Chut shel chesed. Hashem rests, the Shechina rests on the anav. And wherever there's gaiva, Hashem runs away. Automatically, what are you left with? When you take ruchnis out of gashmis, what happens? It becomes rot. You know, food.
The body without the soul.
The body without the soul. Whenever you take Shechina away from Gashmi, what happens? You're left with rot. Shechina away from Gashmi, you're left with rot. Gaiv. You know what Gaiv is? It's the human being without the Shechina. And therefore, what's it called? Nimas. Maus. Of the Basilic Yashar. Mignus, it's disgusting. Guy. Okay, we'll continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Ashri Yeshve Secho, O Yalucha Selo.
That's why he's considered a rotten person.